Morning. Good to see you in the Lord's house this morning. I feel a little inadequate to try to deal with any of what I'm dealing with, but I've read out of all the Gospels, the crucifixion and such, and I know there's going to be a lot of different things mentioned today, but this morning I'd like to read a few verses out of the book of Matthew. Matthew 27:45 says, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama, sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" In Psalms 22, it says, in the first verse, it says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? I read yesterday of when Jesus went to be tempted, and it said he was led of the Spirit away to be tempted. But when this darkness come, that's the first time that he had ever been without the presence of the Father. He had been 100% man and 100% God, but he had never been without God. But God couldn't look upon that was being placed upon him. And to think that he would do that for people such as me and you. I'm so thankful this morning for what our Savior's done for us. In the book of Psalms 22, on down in that same scripture, in verse 13, it says, "They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death." This morning I'm glad that he's no longer on a cross or no longer dead. He is alive, very much alive. But I am very thankful for what God has done for us and for what he's offered us. Another thought that I had before I finish up, that was the first time that Jesus Christ had ever been without the presence of his Father. But there's going to come a day that our family and our friends that don't know the Lord, he will turn his back on them, and they will spend an eternity in hell. So this morning, please, let's share Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and alive, risen forevermore. Anybody have a prayer request this morning? Yep. Pray for these. God help them, give them strength. Pray for those that ain't able to be here today that would like to be. There's people that would love to be here this morning, can't. Please pray for them. We've got several people in the church dealing with sickness. Keep Johnny in your prayers. Brother Jerry in your prayers. Keep Mary Lou and Arnold in your prayers. And I know I'm going to leave some out, and I wouldn't do that on purpose, but God knows who they are. Please pray for these. There'll be people here today that don't go to church regularly. Pray that God would work a work in their life. Pray for your pastor as he stands this morning, that God give him what we need and that God help him. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day to be in your house with your people. God, we thank you for this that we celebrate today. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. God, I pray for our Sunday school teachers as they stand this morning. Lord, that you would help them. God, I pray for our pastor that you give him direction in the services today. God, let him preach in your power. Lord, that somebody that's here that don't know you would come to repentance, come to the knowledge of you, and accept you as their Savior. Lord, I pray for the ones that are struggling today, that are sick. Lord, I pray for Brother Jerry. I pray for Johnny, for Mary Lou and Arnold. Lord, for others that's having tough times. But I pray for Wanda's family, these children, as they get ready to have some changes in life. God, that you'd help them. Lord, I pray you go with us now. Help us be what we ought to be. Help us do what you'd have us do. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.